Welcome to Stress Less Obsessed, the podcast. My name is Sophie Deans, and I'm here to bring you all things on self-care, self-development, as well as lifestyle tips and hacks to keep your life as simple and stress-free as possible. So let's make a start and join me on a journey of living a life with less stress. Hello, my lovely listeners. Thank you for joining me today. Now, yesterday I had such a lovely day. I decided to have a bit of a, I guess you could say, wellness Wednesday. And I had such a slow morning. I got up, I made a tea, and then I went back to bed with the doggies and had nice doggy cuddles. I then read my book on my Kindle, and then after that I went for a HOCAT session. So if you haven't seen my Instagram, then this is like 35 minutes, and you sit in this big, I guess it's like a big chair that has infrared sauna, but it does this other, loads of other cool things as well. So it has ozone and microcurrents, and apparently it's really good for detoxing and for inflammation. So at the moment, I'm actually just going through like a process with a naturopath to try and get rid of my skin autoimmune condition. I think it's going well so far. I've noticed a little bit of a bit of improvement, which is good. But anyway, aside from that, it's also very relaxing. You know, saunas can be quite relaxing. And I really felt like I was doing something good for my mind and my body. So I did that. And afterwards, I had a nice walk back through the park. It was kind of on and off yesterday, you know, really sunny and then really rainy. So while it was sunny, I just walked through the park, sat there for a couple of minutes, and then I did a bit of cooking when I got back as well. And that's something I enjoy experimenting with, mainly when I don't have to. So I just do it out of choice, not because, oh, I've got to make dinner tonight. And then after that, I went to my evening aerial class, which I love. Again, if you follow me on Instagram, you will know this because I go a couple of times a week and I always kind of post something. And obviously that is incorporating yoga as well. So mind, body. And then I had a really chilled rest of the evening with the dogs and just had a real slow day. And this was so nice, just to take the whole day midweek to go at a slow pace and not aim to try and do anything on my to-do list, not try and get anything done, but just basically say, okay, Wednesday, I'm not aiming to do anything apart from these couple of things that I'm doing for myself because they make me feel good. And so it made me want to talk about this on the episode today and how a lot of people, maybe including yourself, I don't know, but a lot of people just don't make the time for like whole days like this or breaks like this, where you can literally take a whole day for yourself and just go at your own pace. So today I'm just going to be going over 7 reasons why I think you should make time for yourself. And this could be taking sick days, potentially, if you've been accumulating sick days or personal leave days as an employee. But, you know, it could also just mean making space for a day break, especially if you work for yourself or you're a stay-at-home mum and you're not employed at all. And then I want to talk about how you can try to implement this. If you're sat there thinking that is not possible for me at all, then hold tight. We'll chat through. And then I'd like to talk about what to do on this day. What are you going to do to fully recharge? And last of all, not least, but I especially feel it's most important actually, is I want to talk about guilt. A lot of people, a lot of us feel guilt when we don't do anything, if we are taking time for ourselves to rest. A lot of us feel like we should be doing things and doing stuff for other people. So I would love to touch on that especially. So hold on to the end, because I feel like that's the most important part of the episode. But let's start at the top. Seven reasons why I think it's important to prioritize a day of rest. Now, number one is physical health. It's always going to be based around health. These episodes are all about our health and well-being, but let's start with physical health first. And rest breaks allow our bodies to recover. Obviously, if we have physical strain, then we might need to rest and recover to prevent fatigue and injuries. And you're thinking, oh, well, that's okay because I don't have a physical job. Well, you might be surprised to know that this is true whether you're sitting at a desk all day or not, and whether you have a physical job. So either way, you know, our bodies don't like to be stuck in the same cycle. And so taking breaks helps reduce the risk of issues and improve our overall posture and circulation. Okay, so physical job or sat down all day, our bodies don't like that all the time. We need to change it up. We need a bit of variety. We can't be go, go, go all the time without making time to rest and recuperate and recover. But we can't be stagnant all the time either. We need to get up and move and change our posture and keep moving. So whatever you're doing, you can't get out of it. Okay. I actually think that sitting down could be just as bad as having too much movement, if not worse. So we have to mix it up. Number two, for mental clarity. Of course, if we're continuously using our brains without breaks, then this can lead to mental fatigue, just like physical. So this means that we might experience decreased concentration, even poor decision making. You know, even just taking short breaks throughout the day, you might notice that that allows us to come back and our brains have recharged and reset a little bit. And you might find that you're able to refocus, have a bit more creativity and more problem solving skills. So just imagine if you take a whole day to do that and reset, what the benefits would be like. You come back a bit more refreshed. Okay, next, number three. And this is what Stress Less Obsessed is all about. We're all about stress reduction. Surprise, surprise. And so prioritizing a day of rest could help with chronic stress, because this can have real detrimental effects on both our physical and mental health, as mentioned previously. And stress is not only felt mentally, okay, but it's held within the body too. And even chemically in the body, it's raised cortisol levels, right? Stress is cortisol, high cortisol, and that can affect the balance of our other hormones. So just giving yourself ample opportunities to relax, unwind, reduce these stress levels, and help to prevent getting down that path of burnout, and that will help to promote emotional well-being. And look, if you feel like you're already a little too far down that path to burnout, I think this would be a key signal that you need to take a break. Now, number four, I bet there are some of you that are thinking, oh, but I have so much to do. Take a break? No, I'm too busy. I can't. Well, that's no excuse, because Actually, taking a break has been linked to an increase in productivity and efficiency. So yes, contrary to popular belief, taking breaks actually does enhance productivity. And studies have shown that short, frequent breaks can lead to improved performance. Mm-hmm. And it prevents that mental fatigue. So that would then, you know, allow us to maintain a higher level of focus and concentration over time. So in fact, if you feel like you're lacking motivation or focus, perhaps you really should consider taking a break. It might help you get things done a bit faster. Mm-hmm. And then there's number five. It prevents decision fatigue. So decision fatigue occurs when the quality of our decision making starts to deteriorate, and that's because we're making numerous choices consistently. By taking breaks, we just give our brains a chance to reset, and that will then just gives it a break. It reduces the likelihood of succumbing to decision fatigue and, you know, even making poor choices and mistakes. And no one likes to make a mistake, because I feel like that just stresses us out even more. So we want to make sure we take that break before that happens. Now, number six is something I relate to hugely, and that is how rest breaks can provide a fertile ground for creativity and innovation to flourish. And so many times I have gone for a float. That's the flotation tanks, if you're not aware, the sensory deprivation tanks. Or I've taken myself away from my desk and I've gone for a walk in the park to think about something other than what I was doing. And I've experienced great ideas that just come to me out of the blue. I'm not even thinking about them, and it's like, bam. And I feel like giving yourself or your brain the space to wander, rather than trying to force it and like, oh, I need to come up with something, I need to come up with a name, problem solving, whatever. I feel like trying to force it causes resistance. And yeah, like I say, I can really relate to this, where I've taken a step back and I'm like, oh my God, where did that come from? Or I've been in meetings in the past and I'm like, oh no, there's this huge issue. And then working from home, I'm going, oh, I forgot to brush my teeth this morning. I haven't brushed my teeth after my coffee. I go and brush my teeth, and literally while I'm brushing my teeth, like not even thinking about anything, bam, why don't we try this? And I think it just comes to you. It's amazing. So yeah, where was I? It's like stepping away could just give us new ideas, new perspectives, and yeah, lead to greater innovation and problem solving, I guess. So if you're feeling a little bit stale lately, maybe you just need to take a break. You know, you might come back feeling refreshed, which is great, but you might also end up coming back with lots of great ideas as well. So I feel like this can be applied to taking a whole day, but also to these micro breaks throughout the day as well, if you're like hyper focused on something and nothing is coming through. This could work for you too. Now, lastly, at number seven, our physical and emotional well-being overall. So I know I spoke about physical and mental, but just our overall well-being is as big a reason as any. And just the tangible benefits for our physical and our cognitive health, frequent rest breaks, but also, you know, throughout the week, the month, the year, this all contributes to our overall sense of well-being and life satisfaction. So if you've heard the saying of all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, that's basically what I'm saying here, you know. Taking time to rest and recharge ultimately fosters a greater sense of balance, fulfillment, and happiness and contentment. So I guess here, it sounds like I'm talking a lot about work. I'm sure a lot of you are referring or thinking about this in reference to work, which I guess it is here because, you know, it's where we spend most of our life. But honestly, it can be a break from everything or anything. Maybe your family and the duties that entails, you know, maybe just having a day space from your partner, maybe a day off from the gym, maybe all of these at once, cancelling everything and just taking one day to do you, just like a day of you and doing what you want because you want to and not doing anything because you have to, especially not doing anything that tires you. That's the whole point. I feel like a lot of us don't know how to rest properly. And look, I think it can require quite a lot of planning, but ultimately it's worth it than half resting. So if you find that you can't get a break at the weekends, you know, maybe there are things that just have to be done at the weekends, you know, maybe then you want to think about taking a day to yourself during the week. That could be the answer. And hello, employees, I'm talking to you now. This could be where you utilize your sick or personal days as well. And you're thinking, well, technically I'm not sick. Okay, I get it. Well, you could wait until you really are sick, till you're so burnt out that you get sick and are then forced to take, say, a whole week off because you're just like completely under it. And that would be probably quite unforeseen and harder to organize, sort out, probably feel more stressful. And I feel like these things never happen at a good time either, and it's just like one thing after another. So if you're anything like me, you'd probably end up working while still recovering, while sick. So yeah, sometimes I feel like being proactive with these things, like, better than waiting for the shit to hit the fan. So look, sick days and your personal days, they're for personal use, right? And obviously, look at your company. If you are an employer at a company, look at their leave policy. But usually the personal days, they're personal days. And I feel like a lot of people don't feel comfortable to tell their boss or their superior that they would like a mental health day without it causing a stir, maybe stigma. Maybe your company is actually really forward thinking and they actually offer these. I know some people that have companies that offer like well-being days, mental health days, and they're specifically to be used where you don't have to provide like a medical certificate or a reason. You just say, I'm planning to take this day, end of conversation. And that's what it's used for. So that ultimately is perfect. Although I still don't necessarily think you get that many, really. But yeah, I mean, I personally think you shouldn't have to give a detailed reason as to why you are off, especially just for one day, unless, of course, there is already problems with your performance or your attendance, and so it could spark or ring a few bells there, a few alarm bells. So just use your common sense here. But if you're someone that never takes sick leave or personal leave, you're always working even when you're sick, then, you know, they're there to be used and maybe you should start thinking about using them. I know a lot of people don't like to use their annual leave to just rest because, you know, when we get given this amount of annual leave, it's like, well, all the things I could do. Well, I want to go to Europe. Well, I only get 4 weeks annual leave and I want to go to Europe for 3 weeks and or 4 weeks or 5 weeks, you know. So I completely get it. So for that person that will work all the time and never uses their sick leave, just know this is an entitlement. And I guess I'm trying to say for those that work for themselves or those stay-at-home mums who need a break, pre-planning is really the way forward. And it's more preferred than getting sick and burning out, right? You have to agree. You don't have to announce it to anyone that you are going to take a day off, a day break. But you can kind of work up to that day by trying to block out your calendar and ensuring there aren't any meetings that day and kind of ensure that you're not needed. And that could be like making sure things are wrapped up the day before or extending deadlines out a bit, a couple of days later so you have time, because you don't want to be stressed and worried on your day off. Like that completely negates the whole point of taking a rest day if you're going to be stressed. Like there's just no point. If you have children, you might want to arrange childcare for that day or have a friend or family member take care of the kids on that day, get them to pick them up so you get a whole day. Just planning ahead so that nothing pops up, because I always find that when you plan something like this, something always comes up and I feel like our brain, it tries to come up with any excuse to go, oh, don't worry about it. It's just easier to just carry on, right? It's easier to just carry on. The reason for that, I feel personally, would be guilt. I don't know how many of you feel guilty, even when you are completely and genuinely bedridden, like with the flu, and you're like, oh no, I have this presentation today. I feel so bad. What will they do without me? But guess what? It happens. It happens to people all the time. And you know what else? People just cope. The other people cope. And they figure it out and they get on with it. And if they don't, then they realize, oh my gosh, we should probably come up with a plan in case people were sick in the future. Okay? Because we've all been there. I feel like we've all been there where we're the ones that have had to jump in to help because someone's not well and hold the show together. And it's just what happens in life. Okay, and I'm not saying that you just dump people in it because you just want to have a day off. Like, that would be completely irresponsible and not cool at all. But, you know, that's why I'm saying plan ahead. Obviously, don't take off the day where you have a presentation or when people need you, but pre-plan, because obviously, you might not have a fever necessarily, but that doesn't mean you don't need to rest. And if something little comes up, maybe you can work around it. Maybe you can ask for support. Maybe you can push your rest day to a different day, as long as you don't, you know, completely push it out so that it never happens. But just know that you made that choice, that you need rest. And you would like to take a day of rest. And if something small comes up, you just figure it out. It can be figured out. It's not the end of the world. I think, yeah, being guilty while you're having a day off, a day of rest, a day of you, it would really get away. Like it really would defeat the object of it. You don't want to take a day off and then come back more stressed. And yeah, if you're thinking, oh my God, I can't take a day off. Work is so busy. You know, I'd come back with just even more to do. Well, you, my friend, sound like you are the person who needs the break the most. Because if work is really that busy for you that you can't even take your entitlement of a day off just to relax or reset, that's a little bit of a problem. And you probably need to be speaking to somebody who is able to offer you some support and allow you to take these hours that you're entitled to and allow you to be able to have a good work-life balance. And it might be as simple as, you know, I can't take the whole day because I'm needed at, you know, a certain point. Maybe taking off a morning here and then the morning the next day so that you do get two solid good amounts of time to break and rest. Because, yeah, like I say, you don't want to be coming back and being even more stressed where the work has piled up. You'd just be burning out. And like I say, you don't want to be stressed on your day of rest, your day of you, worrying about all the work that you're going to have to come back to the next day, or having to actually work those hours that you've taken and say working late another day. So you end up working like just twice as long another day. Okay. All right. The other thing I wanted to say is just imagine if you did get sick for like a week or more. It happens to people. I hope it doesn't happen to you. But basically, businesses should have plans in place to cope, to figure it out. And, you know, hopefully as a family as well, you'd have a backup plan should that happen. More for peace of mind than anything. But just having like one day, just know hopefully that would help to avoid that. Right, so you've sorted it out, you've pre-planned, you've organized everything, so you have this one whole complete blank day to yourself. What are you going to do? How are you going to recharge those tired, run-down batteries of yours? There is no right or wrong answer, except for the fact that you should do whatever recharges your batteries. And for some people, that could be laying in bed all day. Now, I have recently discovered that a lot of people are referring to this as rotting. Yes, rotting. Now, I'm not sure how I feel about that, to be honest. It kind of grosses me out. I don't like to be referred to as rotting. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's just me. I think it's probably because I don't want to be referred to as rotting, and probably as a highly sensitive person and an introvert, a day all to myself would definitely involve some amount of rotting. Ugh. Anyway, I know people who would be so bored by that. By 9 a.m. they would be bored to tears and probably log back on to work. And so a recharge day for that kind of person could look like, you know, maybe not laying in at all, maybe just an hour laying, getting up, going for a walk, going to a favourite, or maybe trying a new coffee shop, maybe having brunch somewhere, maybe going to the gym or Pilates or a yoga class. It could be things that you don't normally get to do as well, right? So it could be things that, oh, I've always wanted to do this, but I'm too busy. So for me personally, I still like to plan my days, my rest days out, even though, like, I don't really have to do anything. It's more probably because I could be so comfortable rotting that I would just let the whole day slip by. And yeah, so maybe I've got to read that book I said I wanted to start, or I pre-booked a massage that I've been wanting to have. Basically, so I don't feel like I've wasted the day. And just being a little bit more organized so I don't feel like, oh, I wish I did that on my rest day. So, yeah, have a think and see what feels good for you. So you feel refreshed, so you feel refueled and rejuvenated. So your life is more fulfilled and you're not running around like a headless chicken, aimlessly. So for me, I would personally avoid running any errands and, you know, doing things like washing, things like that. And I would plan to do that the day before. So I don't feel like I have anything kind of hanging over my head. I'm not pulled in any other direction apart from just being for a change. So yeah, but moving on, I wanted to talk about guilt. And to be honest with you, I think having a little plan of what you want to do, and that could really be just rotting in bed on the couch all day, really, honestly. But having a little plan, just knowing what you want to do, will give you something to look forward to for a start. And even that is a spark of joy, just being like, I know I don't have to do anything tomorrow. And it will help to avoid the guilt seeping in, and it will help to stop you talking yourself out of it. Okay. And look, where does guilt for resting even come from? Oh my God. Where does this come from? I have some ideas, but ultimately, I don't think there's a definitive answer. I mean, rest is an essential part of our well-being. We don't just rest when we sleep, right? I personally think a lot of it has come from like cultural and societal expectations. Many cultures and societies, they really place a high value on productivity and work ethic. And I think as a result, we might internalize this belief that taking time off is actually lazy or indulgent. And I don't know, maybe these feelings lead to guilt when we decide that we are prioritizing rest over work. Look, I do feel like this is changing as we move forward and time goes on, that we're not all in the hustle culture, you know, where it's cool to be working 12-hour days and, you know, that's the only sign of success. No, deteriorating health is not cool, guys. And the other thing I think could be down to like workplace norms, depending on where you work. Some workplaces, there might be like an implicit or even explicit expectation to always be available and responsive. And so this can create a sense of guilt when, you know, you're taking time off, whether it's sick leave, personal leave, whatever, due to that fear of falling behind or letting down our colleagues or employers, or our team or people that report into us. We just don't always have a choice here. But look, it's definitely worth a deeper look into, because if you feel that your workplace has these kind of strict views, then maybe is this in alignment with where you are going in life? Is this what you're looking for in the future? Is this in alignment with where you are now? I think it's good just to be aware and not ignoring that. I also think we put probably a very high amount of self-imposed pressure on ourselves as individuals. Like, we have a tendency to set high standards and then we fear falling short of our own expectations. I think this rings a very loud bell for me. This kind of self-imposed pressure can lead to feelings of guilt when we take time off because we set high standards of what we want to achieve. And we worry about not meeting our own perceived obligations or responsibilities. And that can make us feel really stressed. It makes me feel stressed and overwhelmed. And that's something I'm working on at the moment. Taking a break, obviously, like I said, can help us to flow again, so we're not dragging our feet and trying to get through our to-do lists And yeah, it swings and roundabouts, but sometimes working smarter is taking a break than working harder or for longer. And then there is the root of all evil. No, I'm kidding. Kind of. Comparison with others. When we see others working hard or sacrificing their own rest for the sake of their goals, their ambitions, we feel compelled to do the same, don't we? Sometimes. I think this comparison can exacerbate feelings of guilt when we prioritize our own well-being over external expectations. And do you know, different people actually need different rest periods. You know, like I was saying before, as an introvert, I might just relax by doing nothing potentially, and someone else might relax by being, running here, running there, doing like other things. We're all very different. And we're all different at different times, you know, we're not stagnant and we're not static. So just because what someone is doing doesn't mean you should be doing that too. We're all at very different stages of life as well. There's that to think about. So I think that's a really poor indicator of what we should be doing ourselves by looking at what everyone else is doing. And then finally, I feel like this kind of guiltiness is because of a fear of judgment. So there could be fear of criticism from others, from taking time off, you know, worrying about what people think or say about you, especially if it's perceived as like unnecessary or unwarranted. This whole fear of being judged. It can contribute to things of guilt and reluctance to prioritize our own needs. Big one here. And what I have to say to combat this is that a lot of the time, if you genuinely, you know, you are genuinely not a lazy person and you genuinely do not make time for yourself even, but it doesn't even have to be that. If you know you aren't a lazy person, then anything, if anyone is saying things about you that is unwarranted, then this is usually a reflection of themselves. So maybe they're jealous and they wish they'd made more time for themselves, and they're like a little bit jealous that you've done that. Or most likely, it could be an insecurity of the amount of work, say, that they're doing, and like that's why they wouldn't take off time, because, you know, they're not actually getting that much work done. It could be a number of things, but usually if someone is making negative comments, unwarranted negative comments about somebody else, it's usually a complete reflection of their internal feelings or insecurities. And so I just would not worry at all about what everyone else has to say, because content and happy people, they don't care what everyone else is doing. Okay, so the people that are conscious what everyone else is doing, they're not happy people. So I would just leave them to it. And look, to try and overcome any guilt, I would really suggest as a tip, if you are taking a break specifically from work, to stay off all devices as much as possible, of course. You know, if you have a work phone and you switch it off, but somebody contacts you on your personal line, like because it's an emergency, obviously, there's nothing you can do about that. But like, don't go halfway throughout the day spying to make sure everyone's coping without you. No, this is a rest day. And if you're going to take a rest day, just make sure you're making the most of it. Of course, be contactable, but don't actively seek it. Okay. And just have compassion with yourself. Remind yourself that like, what are you seeking to get out of this day of rest? Why? Why are you seeking this day of rest? What do you hope to gain from it? And also, how can you make rest like a regular occurrence, whether it's like using personal days, your regular annual leave days, whether it's actually blanking out, blocking out every Sunday, every week, maybe every couple of weeks, where you don't make any plans, or you just take yourself out and hang in nature for the day, like whatever it is. Really think about how to not let this just be a one-off and then your energy kind of drains again. Try and incorporate rest into your life in the future to keep your brain and your body fresh and energized and just like on point. And you could even, if you wanted to, try to challenge the narrative and normalize rest, especially if you are working for yourself, if you're a stay-at-home mum, and just being open with the people that you're around, even with your friends, just saying that you need to recharge, you need to boost your productivity, you're feeling run down, but it's completely your choice. You don't have to. I think it all comes down to boundaries and being comfortable with enforcing them. I do have an episode on boundaries for you if that's something you want to listen to, try and work on. It's episode 11 of the podcast, so you can tune into that afterwards. It's about why you should start saying no. It's for people pleasers. But yeah, like I say, this isn't just about work. It could be turning down invites to brunch one weekend, for example, on a Sunday, and just being more transparent by telling people, sorry, I just really need to take the day to recharge, and, you know, maybe suggesting going the following week. And don't feel peer pressured to negate your needs. Okay, well, look, we are 45 minutes in, and I think we have covered everything here. Well, I really thought this was going to be a short episode today, but it is definitely on the longer side. So I'm sorry. I hope you're still here. I hope you're planning to take a U day soon, a rest day. And I want you to go and get excited. Go get things in motion. Make a plan, even if that is to do absolutely nothing at all. Cover all bases so that you can really enjoy filling your cup, recharging your battery, and then coming back a better, brighter version of yourself. So if you enjoyed this episode today, please, please, please follow and subscribe. And look, why not even send this to someone who really needs it? If you know any workaholics out there, or mums who really just cannot catch a break, just go on, share the love. Look, I appreciate you listening as always, and I'd love to hear from you as always. Thoughts, feelings, what would you do if you have a U day? And what have you done on your U days in the past? Please leave me a comment or a message on Instagram. And as always, check the show notes for all the info. And I'll see you next time. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, Stress Less Obsessed. And thanks for listening. Until next time, breathe and stress less.